Worried Democrats scramble to save Kathy Hochul in New York's governor's race as Republican Lee Zeldin surges. By Jacob Bliss on October 31, 2022. Worried Democrats are lining up to save New York Governor Kathy Hochul. D. From a major upset as Representative Lee Zeldin has surged in the polls with only a week left before the election. After multiple polls have shown Zeldin either leading Hochul or within striking distance of winning the gubernatorial race, something a Republican has not done in over 20 years, the Democratic Governors Association, DGA, is throwing money into the race after initially not planning to spend anything. Via the New York Times. Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida visited Long Island on Saturday night. Hours earlier, former President Bill Clinton was the star attraction at a rally in Rockland County. And on the airwaves, former President Barack Obama lent his voice in support of Governor Kathy Hochul, a Democrat facing an unexpectedly stiff challenge from Representative Lee Zeldin, a Republican, emphasis added. In a sign of how close the governor's race has gotten, the Democratic Governors Association filed paperwork in recent days to form a super PAC in New York that will prop up Ms. Hochul on TV and try to stave off losses further down the ballot. After watching from the sidelines for months, the group will now join prominent labor groups in rushing to start spending on behalf of Ms. Hochul in the race's final days, as concerned Democrats scramble to ensure that their base turns out to vote, emphasis added. The Democratic Governors Association had not initially planned to spend on the race. But as polls have tightened and the Republican Governors Association began dumping $2 million into a pro-Zeldin super PAC, the Democrats decided to act. A spokesman for the DGA, David Turner, did not say how much it planned to spend, emphasis added. Earlier this month, a Quinnipiac University poll showed that Zeldin was only running 4 points behind Hochul. 50% to the Republican congressman's 46% with a 2.4% margin of error taken from October 12 to 16. Then, a Survey USA and News 10 NBC poll from October 14 to 18 with a 5.4% margin of error showed Hochul under 50%, at 47%, with Zeldin at 41%. A 16-point swing in his favor with likely voters since August when the poll was 55% to 31% in the Democrats' favor. Shortly after, a shock co/efficient poll from October 18 to 19, with a 3.31% margin of error, was released, showing Zeldin slightly leading Hochul 45.6% to 45.3% with likely New York voters. Co/efficient pollster Ryan Muntz found that his company's poll showed that Zeldin had an advantage over Hochul primarily due to increasing support among registered Democrats. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.